Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Steelers, Patriots, Sunday, 1 o'clock. Mike Tomlin, 3-9 against the New England Patriots in his career. Mike Tomlin most recently lost to Bill Belichick and Bailey Zappi in Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin also recently lost to Bill Belichick and Mac Jones. So it wasn't just a Brady thing, and Vrabel is a disciple of Bill Belichick, and yesterday Aaron Rodgers said in his press conference that Vrabel does a lot of Belichickian things on the defensive side. So you're going to get some of those old-timey Patriots feels. I don't feel the same way watching Steelers-Patriots now as I did back when. I mean, it really was a house of horrors, and it really didn't matter here or there, but especially there. They got their butts whooped.
Yep.
And the only time they beat him there was with Matt Castle at quarterback in 2008 when they really harassed Castle and they beat the absolute snot out of him. Who are some famous crossover Steelers-Patriots?
Ooh.
James Harrison.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That is right.
Brian Hoyer.
Oh.
Hoyer was a Steeler?
Yeah.
Antonio Brown played there for a hot minute.
Antonio Brown?
Look at Harry redeeming himself.
Good job.
LeGarrette Blount, famously.
LeGarrette Blount.
You're cheating. You're using the internet.
Amos Arroway.
Oh, he played there?
Mike Vrabel.
Vrabel. Yeah. Gunnar Olszewski.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dante Moncrief. Why do I feel like every single guy that has been mentioned was better in New England and Pittsburgh? Every one of them. Every one of them guys.
James Harrison?
Cordarrelle Patterson, except for James. Good point. Harry again.
Antonio Brown?
Good point with AB. What am I talking about? I guess LeGarrette Blount was better in New England.
Yep.
I'm trying to think who else here.
I know.
Juju.
Juju.
Smith-Schuster. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had knees when he was here in Pittsburgh. He didn't have knees in New England.
Well, he whooped the Steelers.
Yeah, with Bailey Zappi at quarterback. Yeah. That was it. Then the knees gave out. Have I said anything that's correct this entire segment?
No, you've been way off.
Last hour you said that Elmo was a Muppet.
I think that we've proven that that is correct.
But he wasn't on the Muppets anyway.
Okay. Right. Dick Shiner. 1968 to 1969 for the Steelers. 1973 to 1974 for the Patriots.
There's been a lot of pit players that played for the Patriots. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Dorn played for the Steelers and the Patriots.
God.
How about that?
Jeez Louise.
Yep.
Dick Shiner was great at coming from behind in that era.
You on the Steelers?
For a day.
Hey, day counts, doesn't it? Oh, Pat thought I was wrong. Look at that.
I did not know that about Dorn.
The
Do you even know Dorn?
I know him quite well.
The pamphlet we got at the luncheon for the Pitt football players, it was in there.
I didn't need to read it. And now I know something more about Dorn. So
look at me.
at me.
I didn't realize that Marty was in America's team. You know that? Marty Griffin?
When?
You didn't know that.
No.
He was on the Dallas News.
Oh yeah.
They showed him?
Oh yeah. He's in it.
Oh, there was stuff.
I probably just didn't recognize him.
Oh, like, there was some stuff.
Episodes.
I didn't even think about that.
Episode 6.
Really?
Marty just walked in. That's why I brought that up, folks. There he is.
Yeah, can you focus on the radio show we're doing?
Well,
please?
it was about the Michael Irvin. Remember the Michael Irvin legal stuff?
Mm-hmm. I didn't even. Wow.
Hank Poteet.
Hank Poteet.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big guy.
Jabril Peppers, Cordarrelle Patterson, Edmund Rib Guy Nelson, Sean Morey, a great special teamer on both sides.
John Bostic.
Josh Miller.
John Bostic.
Cassius Marsh. Alandon Roberts. Kendall Simmons. Robert Spillane. Ross Ventrone. I'm out. So
Christian Kuntz was on the Patriots in 2017.
How about that? So is this a must-win game?
Yes.
Wow. Week 3 must win. Why?
You lost your home opener to a team you should beat. This is the only and most necessary response. So, like, the season is a bunch of 3-game sets, I feel like. And you can't go 1-2 to start.
To mediocre teams.
To the fluffier part of your schedule.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys know this. I mean, Darius Slay, this just up on 93.7thefan.com. He won the Super Bowl last year with Philly. He said, that's okay. We started slow in Philly, too. So they're fine. They can lose this game. They'll be okay. They'll be okay because they're just as good as the Philadelphia Eagles, right?
They started slow after, they went far in the playoffs, went to the Super Bowl.
Okay, so to that point, and to the point that Ben made about the standard slipping, Ben Roethlisberger, of course, on his podcast, he talks about the culture and how guys would be pissed. And then, Doran, you brought up a lot of those elite players the Steelers had back then. Was the culture ever set by Tomlin?
No.
I don't think so.
And back then, cultures were never set by head coaches. I don't know how it is now. It doesn't seem like the culture's set by players, but players always set the culture almost at every level. That's how football is. I mean, if your players aren't the ones leading and you have to rely on your coach to lead you, like you're going to be just mediocre teams. And I feel like that's the culture, not just with the Steelers, but across the board in the NFL anymore, is the head coach usually has to set the culture and not the players. But it seems like the Steelers have been dealing with that for a long time. A lot longer than other teams. I feel like they were in the forefront of like, all right, like we got to rely on Tomlin to set this culture.
Well,
it's Tomlin's culture.
And I think on the offensive side, when Najee Harris left and he talked about the lack of leadership, and it's an old offense. It is, except for the offensive line, and you can't be a great offense unless your offensive line, my God, is at least mediocre. But on the defensive side, at the end of last season, it's the same as it's been at the start of this year. They're all hinting around things. Mike Tomlin seems to think that they have the answers. They haven't fixed anything. I think that is, there's a lack of accountability on that side of the ball. And you don't have the same kind of blood, sweat, tears leaders that you had. I mean, everybody on those defense took it personal when you'd run on them. Yep. I don't see enough of that.
Nope.
And, I mean, that's intangible analysis for me, but like Cam Hayward will always stand there and he'll answer questions after games. Patrick Queen wouldn't go far enough whenever he was talking to Caboli after the game. He's ticked. Last year, they're pointing to Minka Fitzpatrick. He ain't here anymore. He wasn't the problem. You bring in Darius Slay, you bring in Jalen Ramsey because they're going to provide leadership. Super Bowl champions, all pro in the case of Jalen Ramsey, Pro Bowler in the case of Darius Slay. And it's the same. It's the same. They don't care enough. I'm not saying they don't think they care enough. I'm sure they do. I'm sure they want to win. I'm sure they want to stop the run. I'm sure they want to play a hard-nosed defense. There's a difference between their mindset and that of the late 2000s, early 2010s Pittsburgh Steelers. Texter, sorry.
It's a must-win game, man.
Must win. Oh, that's what we're talking about.
I think if you go, when you head to take on Green Bay, week 8, you got to be sitting there at 4-2.
Yeah.
At worst.
Yes.
Think about this. You got New England, who is in the early stages of being built, right? It's a road game. It's Foxborough.
You're a favorite.
You're a favorite on the road. You got Minnesota and Carson Wentz in Ireland. I don't think J.J. McCarthy's look good, nor will they be back. You got Carson Wentz playing quarterback for them. Then you got whoever for Cleveland and a backup for Cincinnati. At worst, you're 4-2.
And really, you almost have to be 5-1 with the way that the schedule winds up.
Because then it's Green Bay, Indy, and Indy's all of a sudden pretty good. Los Angeles, Cincinnati, Chicago, then Buffalo, Baltimore, Miami, Detroit.
That's a world of hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's a world of hurt. And you would think, okay, Miami, I mean, who the hell knows what kind of Miami team you're getting? And they're coming to Pittsburgh. You feel pretty good about that one. But at Detroit, they're pretty good on the road. They'll put 50 on you. They just did that.
Yep.
He just did that to his buddy.
Yep.
Drops a 50 burger on his head. You don't win in Cleveland anymore. You just don't win there. Doesn't matter who's the quarterback, Dorian Thompson Robinson. Doesn't matter if it's Jameis Winston. Doesn't matter if it's Adam Richard Crowley. You don't win on the road in Cleveland anymore. And then you got Baltimore. And the only prayer you got in that game is if they've already clinched the division and they're resting guys. And even then, we've seen that is a dogfight. So I joke, I kid, but like, yeah, it is a must-win game. You're a favorite on a road against a program that's in its infancy, like Pat said. You got to take care of business.
Got to win, man.
You got to win.
Especially with what happened last weekend.
But what's the confidence level in their ability to take advantage? They have a stretch here of quarterbacks that they should be able to handle, that where you have the better quarterback in every one of these games. I will take Rodgers over May. I'll take Rodgers over Wentz. I'll take Rodgers over whoever the hell they run out there in Cleveland. And, of course, you're taking Rodgers over Jake Browning.
That's the confidence I have in them winning this on Sunday, is because of the past defense of the Patriots and Aaron Rodgers taking over. But that still doesn't fix anything. That doesn't mean anything's fixed.
They lead the league in sacks. Is Rodgers going to be on his back the whole time? Probably.
Too. True.
Probably. So it totally negates your advantage.
Right.
And they want to run the ball, and you can't stop the run. Must win, 412-928-9370. I love it. This is Sports Talk Radio, baby. Week 3, must win. Hell yeah. 412-928-9370. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Bottom of the hour, Jeff Hathorn's going to join us. He's at the Kyle Dubas press conference. Penguins dropping the puck on their season today. Their training camp begins. What did Dubas have to say? We'll get all of the reporting from Jeff Hathorn at 9:30.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Mike Tomlin said the Steelers would play historic defense this year. We did see history in the Steelers game. Caleb Johnson lets that ball go through his hands. Recovered in the end zone for a touchdown. That hadn't happened in an NFL game in 45 years. Here's what Tomlin had to say about Caleb Johnson's role now moving forward.
Let's end up Caleb Johnson return kickoffs.
Probably not in the short term. I'm certainly going to give him an opportunity to work his way back from that era. I believe in his talent. He's a sharp young man. He's a hard worker. And so you leave the light on for him. You give him an opportunity to move on from it. But he has to do that. He has to display that with his daily work. And he's got to earn himself back in the position to be a participant. And we'll see where the roads lead us. I'm open to it, certainly.
The reason I bring this up is because I don't think he works his way back into any kind of rotation unless there's injury.
Yep.
I don't see any way you let that guy back onto the field right now. There's nothing he can show in practice that's going to take carries away from Jaylen Warren, that's going to take carries away from a player that they obviously love in Kenneth Gainwell, and you're not going to put him back there to return kicks. I mean, how could you? He fumbled in game one, and then he had a historical gaffe in game two. The bigger overarching point, I don't know when you see Caleb Johnson, your third-round pick, unless there's an injury. I don't know when it happens. And I think that's kind of a big deal for a third-round pick. a year after your third round pick last season didn't play.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't jump on the moving train.
I've been underwhelmed with him even running the football, pad level wise. Part of that is just a stark contrast to Jalen Warren and his center of gravity so low as it starts, but I've just been underwhelmed. And I'm not sure what would make him a good kick returner to start.
Whaley's theory yesterday.
Like better than Kenneth Gainwell or Calvin Austin?
My thing was just getting him live reps, getting him on the field somewhere.
Right, but
that's the only
we drafted him. We got to get him out there.
Well, they did that. It's probably not going to happen again.
No, and what Whaley said was because of the new kickoff rules, it's more like
a run play.
Now, I mean, he didn't look fast enough. He didn't look decisive enough. He fumbled, and then he had the historical gaffe.
Yeah, there's not linemen on the field, though.
That's 0-3, and that's a good point,
they're starting to put bigger people, I guess, and the trends, and I heard Tomlin talking about that, which makes sense if it's more like a run play. I still would like to see someone with game-breaking ability back there. And he has not looked fast to me. I know, you know, people talked about the home run hitting ability at Iowa. Like, I have not seen it. I just have not seen it.
Zero explosion.
I have not seen it. And like you look at a guy like Trayvon Henderson at New England, a little bit different.
Yep.
Like I can understand why a young Jalen Warren would return kicks, not Caleb Johnson.
Jalen Warren has 25 carries in two games. That's not enough. That's not enough.
I'll go out on a limb. The team that rushes for more yards in this game Sunday wins. Period.
Those eight games that you brought up where the Steelers getting outrushed?
The team that wins the rushing battle, both rushing and stopping the run, wins the game.
Do you think that'll be the case all season?
I think it more often than not, yes. But given the fact that the Steelers have been in their last three games outrushed by an average of over 100 yards, in their last three outings, they've been rushed by an average of over 100 yards. 270, 150-something. And 40.
Getting outrushed by 270, that's what you do against an FCS opponent in week one of college football.
Their last two outings against Baltimore, they've been outrushed by an average of 150 yards. Like, now you're playing New England, who has the third-ranked rush defense in football, averaging 58 yards a game allowed, 3 per carry. But both offenses are towards the bottom of the league in rushing. The Steelers are real bad. They are 30th, 62.5 yards per game, 3 per carry. Patriots aren't much better, 91. But that's a significant difference. Yeah, they got to run the ball. And they got to stop the run. It is pretty damn simple.
I think both coaches are similar, too. And they want to imprint their culture, which is we're going to run the ball, we're going to play defense. And I think that's the big point of emphasis for both teams this week. I agree with that. Listening to the things that have come out of New England and Vrabel, they're pissed that they haven't run the ball yet. And now you got the Pittsburgh Steelers coming to town.
Perfect time.
Yeah. And you don't have Alex Highsmith. I don't think Derek Harmon's going to play. Loudermilk's now hurt. Not that he was a solution. He might have been part of the problem, but if he's playing, there's a reason why he's playing. It's because they think he's better than what they got. And so you are lighter up front than you have been. It's a disaster,
man. Can I drop a theory on you?
Please, give Christian Wilkins a call.
Can I drop a theory on you? When's the last time the Steelers were a good rushing football team?
I thought the second half of Kenny's rookie year, they ran the ball really well.
Consistently.
They ran it for like 140
probably
yards a game.
Le'Veon Bell. So, and I thought this about Pitt a little bit too, Dorn, to draw parallels. People often blame one side of the ball for one of their deficiencies, right? Oh, they're not good at stopping the run. Well, in team development and training camp, what kind of running offense are you playing against in practice? As the Steelers have deteriorated as a rush offense, so too has their rush defense. And this Pitt has been the same thing. Traditionally a very stingy rush defense, as they become more of a passing offense, we see what happened Saturday.
Yep.
So it isn't always just to be attributed to the side of the ball that has the ailment. It can also be the other side of the ball in terms of how they practice against one another. and I go back to training camp and you watch this offense struggle to run the ball, well, the defense probably feeling pretty good. We're stopping the run. Defense is up. This is good. All of a sudden, we play some real people that can run it, that are physical, that aren't catching, that are striking, that'll come downhill at you. And this, we didn't see this in camp. So the two are related, I think. They're related. And a lot of fool's gold, I think, has been found in training camp, either on both sides. Oh, we're running it well. Maybe you're not. You can't stop the run. We're running the ball well in camp. Vice versa, too. Oh, we're stopping the run. We feel good about our run defense. Well, maybe your rush offense stinks.
All we heard was that they shut down the rushing offense.
Almost every day.
And now they can't stop a damn nosebleed.
So there you go, right?
Yes, exactly.
It goes back to, okay, what are we evaluating in practice? Is one side really good, or are we both very average?
Well, it's a good thing they played nobody in the preseason then.
Very valid point. Very valid point.
And I was anti that because I think health is paramount. We talked about that a bunch. I mean, our show was that, you know what, don't play guys. Don't play guys because the health is more important. Maybe I was wrong because they played guys in the past, and they've come out gangbusters. Best defensive game of the season, arguably, against Cincinnati that one year. They were 6.5-point road dogs. They did it against Buffalo the one year. The defense was ahead of the offense. They didn't play anybody this preseason. All right, we'll shift gears a little bit. We'll, of course, get Jeff's thoughts on the Steelers and what's up with their injury report. Is Derek Harmon going to play? What's going on with Joey Porter Jr.? But he was just at the Kyle Dubas Penguins press conference. What did Kyle Dubas have to say about Pat Brisson's comments about trading Sidney Crosby? That's with Jeff when we...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come back. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We go out to the Fan Hotline to talk to Jeff Hathorn Harry for the Hawk Report. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. What was it? Jeff, you were just at the Kyle Dubas press conference, I imagine. I saw a flurry of tweets and you're everywhere and nowhere all at once. You are omnipresent, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, I'm guessing that the main takeaway was Dubas' comments on Pat Brisson and the future of Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. This is about as, I don't know if forceful is the right word. This is about as stuck on, listen, we've got a path and we're not altering it for anybody. That's basically what he said. Like, you know, Brisson can say what he wants. Other media people can say what they want. But we're not going to become an instant contender. We're not going to trade for a bunch of guys because some of our veterans, and in this case, Sid, you know, really wants to another shot at a cup. This is what we're doing. We want him to be a part of it. But we're not changing, you know, our plan. And one of the other things he said is he feels like they're on the path. Not that they're necessarily close, not that they're 1 year away, 3 years away, whatever it is, but he feels like now they're on the path to where they need to get to be a contender again.
Jeff, does Derek Harmon play this weekend for the Steelers?
I think he might.
Ooh.
I think he might. He was limited yesterday, and that was his first work, and that's kind of normal. I mean, he hasn't practiced in a couple of weeks, so that first one is normally you go through some indies and then you kind of work your way into team. But even if it's just situational and they could get him in there for, you know, 20, 25 snaps or something like that, or maybe not even that many, I think it would be a value considering who else they might dress
to get Harmon in there. So, yeah, I think there's a chance. We'll see how the knee kind of felt after practice yesterday, and we'll know in the next 2 days.
Jeffrey, do we see more Cole Holcomb this week?
I think there's a chance to see some more Cole, but they do believe in Peyton Wilson, and obviously Queen's not coming off the field. I think when you look at their defense right now, the guy who would be getting an opportunity, if not hurt or at least getting some snaps, is Harrison. I mean, Malik Harrison's their downhill thumper. It's interesting that they signed a downhill thumper in Bentley. Now he's on the practice squad, and I don't expect to see him this week, but I think he could be a guy that could see some snaps. I think this is a big opportunity, though, for Cole. When he gets those chances, and he will get some, can he take advantage of it and show that, hey, you need to keep giving me more reps?
Jeff Hathorn with us here on the Fan Morning Show. We'll bounce back and forth between the hockey and the football, Jeff. Brian Rust still on the roster. Rickard Rakell still on the roster. Erik Karlsson still on the roster. Do you get the sense, the inkling, heard anything from Kyle Dubas that those guys will be moved prior to the start of the regular season?
So Kyle said he wasn't going to – I mean, he's going to listen to everything. So interpret that how you will. He didn't say no. And he said that – I don't think this doesn't apply to Rakell and Rust, but he said, you know, he's going to let these young guys come out here and battle. And if he sees that they're taking veteran opportunities, he's going to give it to the young guys. So let's say camp comes and they feel really good about a number of forwards, so much so that it's like, all right, we've got this offer out here to add this piece for Rust and this piece for Rakell. I don't think they'll be hesitant to do that. I don't think they're actively shopping them, but I think they're actively listening and considering where they're at. Even though it might upset a few of the veterans, it seems to make sense if you can add some younger pieces, even though I really love Rust in the example, the way that he plays. But I think Rakell would bring some value to somebody. I mean, to have a goal scorer at that kind of money would seem to be a bargain for somebody.
Jeff, whenever you look at this game Sunday, do you look at it as a must-win for the Steelers?
I still think it's too early for must win, but I mean, you look at those first three games on the schedule and you're sitting 1-2, you're putting yourself in a hole because you haven't even played any of your division opponents yet. There are some big name teams out there that you haven't played yet. I'm not going to go must win, but man, it's going to really put you in a hole if you don't get this one in New England, because I think New England's a decent team and they haven't necessarily put it together yet. And man, I want to see that matchup at Faltano. This is a huge game for Faltano because he's going to be challenged out there on the right side.
Jeff, is that the Jalen Warren that we saw last Sunday that you need to see the remainder of the season? Is he that key to this offense?
Yeah, and between the tackles as well. I mean, not just that run, but see that type of player. And I mean, it's not just him. I mean, the line has to give him an opportunity, but man, he came out with a vengeance.
Yep.
And I think if they can get that going, and again, some of that's on the line, like create a hole that he can make a play like that and get everybody fired up, get that momentum going, especially on the road. Listen, you guys know this, and Rodgers wasn't giving away any secrets when he said, you know how we beat some of this too high look? We got to run the football. And they haven't been able to run the football consistently. The problem, guys, is we haven't seen it all camp. We haven't seen it in preseason, except for, you know, when third stringers were in, and we haven't seen it in the first couple of games. I don't know what makes anyone think that it's going to change overnight or that they're going to be a good running team, but they've got to try to establish something, and maybe a little confidence in a game setting will get this, not just the line, but everybody in that run game going.
Doran asked about Cole Holcomb. I'll ask you about Jack Sawyer. How much do you think he plays flipping in and out with Herbig in the absence of Alex Highsmith?
Yeah, he's going to get a bunch of snaps. I mean, even though he plays a lot on special teams, he's going to get some snaps and a chance for him. And here's the thing, for you know he's going to be amped. I mean, you're getting another run with all these chances is not to get out of his gap, is not to try to make that play, is not to see, oh, man, if I go wide, I can really get May and have May run right through his gap. Or, you know, a handoff to running back, whatever it might be. that's going to be the key for Sawyer. And I'll give you one other name who's had 12 lives on this team. DeMarvin Leal has been activated. It's now or never for DeMarvin Leal. He should be a guy that can help you stop the run. He's likely going to get a few snaps out there. Like, here's your chance. I mean, you got to show it now or it's over. So let's see how DeMarvin Leal reacts. He's played different positions. Let's see if he can make some kind of impact in the snaps that he's going to get.
DeMarvin Leal. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate your time. That was the Hawk Report, Harry.
Thank you, Carl.
See you, boys.
Thank you, Jeff. You're the man.
I asked about Cole Holcomb.
Yeah, and I asked about Harmon. And then Pat wanted to.
I wanted to do the soundbite.
But I told him that the game's off now because West Virginia won, so we're done with the game.
Caw!
Andy took the 13-9 shirt away too.
Caw!
That should be there forever.
Why are you doing the bird noise for no reason?
That never goes away.
It doesn't
go away. It looms.
It can go away this week.
Yeah.
Okay. I was watching on TV, and I did notice that you said that 13-9 doesn't really resonate in Morgantown, and yet the national announcer seemed to think that the nation still remembers 13-9 when they watch the Backyard Brawl.
That's because they do.
Right. That's not even what I said. That's completely an inaccurate way of describing the way that I described how people in Morgantown feel about 13-9. Of course it matters. I'm just saying that that's not the only thing that people in Morgantown remember Rich Rodriguez for.
Gotcha.
Oh, so it's just better that the nation remembers that, you know.
I never said that that's not what the nation thinks. He's doing me again!
Yep, he got you.
He got me with this damn Cherokee red!
I'm doing you?
Yeah, perhaps with a tranquilizer.
I am the easiest mark.
It's easy.
I am the easiest
mark. You're very flammable.
All right, coming up next, something one of you guys.
I love his muted laugh. That's like hilarious.
Something one of you guys asked Jeff, and now I can't remember. His answer is something we talk about must win. I didn't even think about until now, and we'll tell you about it when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. We talked about whether or not this game for the Steelers is must win. Think about this. It's early, but I don't think – do you guys think the Steelers are going to win the division?
No.
Too early to tell.
Come on, Pat. They ain't winning the division.
Based on how they look now, no.
Harry, you think the Steelers are going to win the division?
I don't, and I also would like to point out that Pat said that this team would win a playoff game and made fun of you for saying that you didn't think they would win a playoff game, and now the man won't give us an opinion about whether they can win the division?
He just did.
I just did.
Oh, you said?
I said it's too early to tell.
That's
to win the division.
That's not a good answer,
though. It's two games.
Do you still think they'll win a playoff game?
Do you know who's in the damn division?
The answer
Cowboys, probably not.
It's Bengals, Browns, Ravens.
Congratulations.
I know the NFL.
Congratulations. You don't. You don't know anything.
You know who used to be in the division?
I picked this
team. They used to be in the East.
I think I may have picked them to win the division.
Maybe not.
So if they can't run the ball and stop the run, they're not winning the division.
Cal's getting callous.
He's getting under your guy's skin.
He is.
He's not under my skin. He came at me with just a total BS take.
He's coming at
me. I didn't have an opinion.
He's coming at me.
You said it's too early to tell. That's not an opinion.
That's an opinion.
Okay.
It's an opinion.
It's not decisive, though.
It's not decisive because I can't be. It's two games. 17-game season, Nick. All right, Bub. Thank you.
Do you still think they're going to win a playoff game?
I do. Okay. I won't change that opinion.
Very good.
Thank you much.
Do you guys think the Patriots are going to win their division?
No.
Too early to tell?
No, because the Bills look really good.
Do you mean the Patriots can win the AFC?
The Bills look really good.
They're in the East.
My point being, I think these are two teams vying for a wild card spot. And so this game's really important. Beyond just starting 2-1, you know, if both teams are flirting around 9-8, 10-7 territory, 8-9, whatever, first tiebreaker, my friends.
None of that matters.
What are you talking about? None of it matters.
None of it matters. The reason this is a must-win game.
What are you talking about? None of it matters. Of course it matters.
It's more of a must-win game because you got embarrassed at home by
the
Seahawks.
No doubt. I'm adding a layer of must-winness.
They're
to
not
this.
Thinking about that.
Of course they're not thinking about it. I'm thinking about it.
Congratulations. You're thinking.
You don't. Now you're all chapped because he went after you. I didn't go after you.
I'm not chapped. I'm shocked.
That he has the audacity.
that he has the audacity to come at me like that.
I definitely have the Odyssey. Get it? Because our corporate company.
Oh, my God.
Now, mute him, please.
Caffeinated Callus is just on a whole different level.
Guy didn't know that freaking Curtis Martin was a running back. He thought Vince Wilfork was a running back. And he's going to tell me that I don't have an opinion about football.
I was born in 1998, and I can sit here and definitively tell you that the Steelers will not win the division this season.
I bet you know that the friggin' Germans didn't bomb Pearl Harbor. That happened before your birth, too. You should know where damn Curtis Martin went to school and what position he played.
I also am not going to quickly reverse course on my take that they would win the division, which is what I said, I think, a couple weeks ago.
So you didn't make a decision, so you changed your opinion?
No, I didn't.
We got to put an end to this guy.
Oh, no.
We got to stop him.
Callus?
Oh, no.
Yes.
No, he has baseless arguments, and he tries to get into this tit-for-tat stuff. But ultimately, the guy thought Vince Wilfork played freaking running back.
Have you Googled Vince Wilfork yet?
No.
He thought he's a sports talk producer, and he thought Vince Wilfork, who's pushing 400 LBs, played freaking running back.
That sounds like the people in the YouTube chat.
That is blasphemous.
He's not saying you're 400 pounds, Harry. He's saying Vince Wilfork's 400 pounds.
I didn't talk about you.
What?
You said Vince Wilfork played running back.
Pat, I don't understand the English you're speaking right now.
All
right.
Don't let him do it. He does it to me all the time.
Oh, you got him fired up. You got him fired up, Callus.
Oh. Piss me off. Better watch out.
Yes.
Watch out, kid.
Man, weather is brought to you by
Are you wheezing?
I am.
Why are you wheezing?
Cigarettes, brawl. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Grandma. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Hot one today, high of 84, low of 57, clear skies. Watch your back, Harry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.